I just want to introduce the Cabra Adult Education Service. I recorded them a couple of days ago, and they're quite an interesting group of a certain age, but they have all won awards, and actually one of their colleagues has gone on to Trinity College, and turns out he's actually quite extraordinary. But the rest of the class are not lagging behind. So their tutor is Christine Smith, so from the Cabra Adult Education Writing Service class. Here we go. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Myra Gleeson for Near FM. And this morning, I have a wonderful group of writers. They're from Cabra, and they have been interviewed before, but I specifically asked them to write something about Christmas. So I'd like to welcome the first two ladies who write with the class for a good while, Catherine Stinton and Mary Rooney. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And Catherine, would you like to read out what you've written about Christmas, please?
Yeah, this is a comical take on Christmas. It's called A Parisian Christmas. And it's, how is she cutting, Nicholas dear, after your hibernation? You must have a pain in your butt delivering to every nation. But since you'll be working on Christmas Eve, I have a favour to ask. I'm a little too old for Santa, but it's just a teeny task. I have a gang of kiddies, as you already know. You've been bringing gifts to all of them through wind, hail and snow. 8 kids is more than enough for me, more than I can bear. The clown of a hubby is useless and hardly ever there. And being horizontal is not all it's cracked up to be. 18 years to rear a child for 20 seconds of glee. So I think I deserve a break now, and I hope that you'll remember to visit the chimney on Mulroy Road on the 24th of December. Because now I feel it's my turn to make a special request. You'll understand with all those kids, it's really for the best. Now I like learning languages, but I cannot master French. To get my tongue around those words, I think I'd need a wrench. So what I want from you this year is to make my sex life better. It's not a course in the amorous French, it's just a wee French letter. So I can enjoy my conjugal rights when the stag sees fit to unzip. Failing that, could you bring the hubby a voucher for the snip?
Thank you so much, Catherine. I'm a little stunned on that. Wonderful, wonderful. Mary, what have you written for us?
Mine is about Christmas time.
Lovely.
And obviously named Christmas time. So, hustle bustle all around, echoing a merry sound. Happy faces on the street, joy passed on to all we meet. Carol singers on street corners, making all our hearts feel warmer. Children's faces full of joy, awaiting Santa's visit to each girl and boy. Windows twinkling with coloured lights, making such a festive sight. Frenzied excitement fills the air, all rushing past without a care. Home for Christmas is all we wish. Being with friends and family is happiest. Peace and love is the reason to be together this festive season.
Oh my goodness, Mary, thank you so much. And Catherine, thank you so much as well. Okay, I'm going on to the next part of the group now in a moment. Well, listeners, that was amazing. The last two ladies were amazing. I have now another two students, Moya Connolly from Westmead and Mark O'Kelly, who's actually from, I think, Cabra. Welcome, ladies. And you're more than welcome, Margaret. So, Moya, would you like to read first what you've written about Christmas?
I've written about my best ever Christmas present.
Wonderful.
It was 1993. My two children were living abroad, and there was no hope of getting together for Christmas. What was I going to do? I needn't have worried, as in November, they surprised me with my Christmas present, a trip round the world. They also had arranged for my friend Tess to come with me, as we both had family and friends living overseas. On December the 10th, we left Dublin for New York. My son and his wife lived there. We got a Cead Míle Fáilte, and they took us to see all the sights. Mass in St. Patrick's Cathedral, ice skating in Central Park, the Twin Towers, and of course shopping in Macy's. But best of all, a show on Broadway. After 10 days with them, we left for San Francisco, where Tess's son lives. We crossed the Golden Gate Bridge, even spent a day in Alcatraz. But the highlight of the holiday was Christmas at Lake Tahoe. It was magical. snow everywhere, but no snow falling at the time. It was the whitest white Christmas of my life. The walk to midnight mass was something you only dream about. There were six of us in a beautiful self-catering chalet, four young men and two oldies. We had such fun. We had brought a big turkey and all the trimmings from San Francisco, and while the boys went skiing on Christmas morning, we cooked the dinner. They all agreed it was the best they've ever had. Of course, that could have been the location. Even though the plum pudding was shop-bought, the brandy butter made up for any deficiencies. From San Francisco, we flew to Los Angeles, where we boarded another plane for Auckland, New Zealand, where Tess's brother lives. On the way, we crossed the date line, which meant we had no 6th of January that year. We were taken on a tour of the North Island, the most scenic spot being Rotorua, and we spent a night in a huge dairy farm where they were milking 1,000 cows. After 3 days, we left for Melbourne, Australia, where Tess's daughter lives. The highlight of that visit was a trip to Tasmania, a place I had been hearing about all my life, as some of my father's ancestors were deported there after the Rising in 1798. It was then a penal colony, Van Diemen's Land. After a short visit to Sydney, we flew on to Perth, where my nephew, his wife and family live. They are quite near the Swan River. We were there for St. Patrick's Day and celebrated as the Irish do when away from home. After a trip to Fremantle, we left Perth on March the 21st for Singapore, where we spent 2 nights, then London, Dublin and home. It certainly was a present to remember.
Oh, Moya, what? Can I just ask you two questions? What year was that?
1993.
And the two of you. Yeah. And you missed a date, passed but by the date line. You missed it.
We missed the 6th of January.
Oh, my God. That year.
Yeah.
What? That's amazing.
We left San Francisco, or we left Los Angeles on the 5th, and we arrived in Auckland on the 7th.
Oh, that's absolutely marvellous. Thank you so much. And I'm going to come over to Margaret Kelly. Hello, Margaret.
Hello.
Good morning. And what have you written for us?
Well, I've just written about a postman on his delivery.
Oh, wow.
Yes, yeah. At Christmas especially. Chucksey Cullen. He was a postman and a very conscientious one at that. He ran errands for his customers and took a great interest in their welfare. If they were expecting mail from abroad and if it was late, he made it his business to investigate why. Anyway, when Christmas came, the old and the young came to the door to wish Chucksey a very happy Christmas and hand him an envelope, which usually contained a few bob in it. One old lady, whom he always helped, even brought in her washing from the line, among many other good deeds, handed him an envelope and wished him a very happy Christmas and thanked him most sincerely for all his help. Oh, and by the way, as she handed him his envelope, there's just a few scratch cards in there and you haven't won.
Oh, oh Margaret, I'm sorry, that's absolutely, I'm okay. Well, I actually have nothing to say on that. I'm stunned. Thank you very much, ladies. I hope you have a lovely Christmas. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you.
The silence of what Christmas night, of that Christmas night.
I have two other lovely ladies here, Pat Hilliard and Chris Ford. Is that right, Pat, that your last night is Hilliard?
Hilliard, yeah.
Okay. And what are you going to read for us, please?
The poem is called Silence. The silence of that Christmas night, when the bright star was shining in the black night sky a long, long time ago, when two strangers came knocking on the door of an inn to find that there was no room and it seemed that no one cared. Now the silence of that night is with us now, with no room or homes for our own people, and it seems that no one cares. But God bless those that do care. They are the bright stars. that bring hope to us all. They are the brightest of the stars on this Christmas night.
Wonderful, Pat, and so topical in many, many ways. And back, now we have Chris Ford. And what have you got for us? What kind of a surprise have you for us, Pat? Chris, excuse me.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Mine's called Place I Visit Often. It's a short story.
Lovely.
Maybe.
Lovely.
In dream time, Kate did her best not to be disturbed, to cling onto the tendrils of sleep, to snuggle beneath the covers. Peeping away, two big brown eyes met hers, standing over her head, waiting in anticipation. "You're awake. I want my breakfast," said her daughter, Emmeline. Letting out a sigh, Kate trundled out of the bed to the bathroom to start her daily routine and cares. How she wished that things were less complicated. Last Christmas, everything was full of anticipation. New Year was to bring joy and excitement for 2016. However, nothing has been the same since. Later, driving past her old school, she wished for her younger, carefree life. She loved Emmeline. It's just that her daughter didn't know that she had died. In the accident, Kate had sustained head trauma and woke up being able to hear and see people who had died. Some didn't know that they had passed on. Thinking back to her dream time, that's where everything and everyone is still alive, vibrant, and there is still joy in her being. Awake, the sadness and the guilt is emphasized that her little girl has yet to move on, be at peace. It's like a loop every morning that reminds Kate of Groundhog Day. At least then they had a script. You knew what was coming next.
Thank you very much, Chris. That's wonderful. Very deep and very, very sad, but wonderful. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We have Eileen O'Donnell. And Eileen, what are you going to read for us now, please?
I'm going to read a small piece I did called Christmas Eve, 1955. I will always remember the magic of Christmas Eve night, when, as a small child, I looked out through the bedroom window into the sky in search of Santa. I convinced myself I had seen him in his sleigh, which was loaded with presents, mine included, as Rudolph and his team of reindeer pulled him along. I couldn't sleep with excitement and anticipation of what was to come. Finally, tiredness won and I fell asleep. I awoke to the joyous cries of my brother, then 3 years old, as he raced around the bedroom in his new toy car, which was bright red. My father tried to calm him down and send him back to bed, saying it was only 6 a.m. There was no hope of that. I had left a stocking hanging at the end of my bed for my present from Santa. I scrambled down to see what was left. Imagine my dismay on finding nothing in the stocking. Just then I spotted my present, too big to fit into the stocking. What a relief. It was a lovely big doll's house with tiny pieces of furniture for all the different rooms. It gave me so much pleasure and is one of my fondest memories.
Oh, wonderful. Oh my, that's so sweet and absolutely wonderful. Val, I have Val, Tracy. Stacy, well, I'm going to correct that now when I get back and edit. So Val, Stacy. What are you going to do for us, Val?
The Great Depression at Christmas. She told me I had a head like a cabbage. I answered back, that is a lot of garbage. The pair of us went to and fro. In both did the anger grow. My face turned orange, the blood pressure up. With a beautiful sidestep, I did duck the cup. With a laugh and a giggle, I would have to admit, this one was more than a little tiff. Handing back the bananas, my hands on my hips, I really wanted pears, Nanny, I said with a lip.
Oh, lovely. You must have gone on very well with your granny, did you? That's wonderful. And listen, I just think the two of you are just wonderful now. It's so funny. But this class is quite an amazing class, and it's so diverse, from poetry to stories. So I really just want to say thank you so much for coming up with those two ditties. So thank you very much.
A bit of fun, Maura. Thank you.
Not at all. Christine Smith is this wonderful class's teacher, tutor, I should say. And on behalf, I'm welcome. I really appreciate you welcoming me into your class this morning. So, Christine, on behalf of all your students, I just want to ask you, what would you like to play on the radio tomorrow? Have you a dedication?
Yes, I think it has to be, and I'd like to dedicate it to my dad.
No problem.
Because he loves this song, or carol as well, and it has to be All Holy Night. And if they had the Mario Lanza version, it would be even better.
All right. We will do our very best. And on behalf of Near FM and all of your students, I want to wish you a very happy Christmas and all the very best in the new year.
Well done.
So now we have Joan Kelly. Welcome, Joan. And what are you going to do for us, please?
Hi, Maura. The piece that I wrote is called Seasonal Reflections. And to me, it reflects certain aspects of the season question, where we are today. So here we go. The year's turning, the wheel rotates. Time is travelling through another seasonal gate. The winter solstice has the sun at bay, emitting less light, a shorter day. We search within, a light to shine, seeking guidance above from the divine. Nature has delivered and now sheds the old. Trees bare, unclothed, no shelter from the cold. The earth now resting as if asleep, but alive and breathing new life underneath. Growth will flourish, just let it be, the rhythm of life unfolding naturally. The 25th of December, the time is close by, when we celebrate Christ, our Lord Most High. We reflect, give thanks for the seasons past, writing hopes, dreams and wishes, our new year tasks. Honour, enjoy and sing out with great might, on Michaelmas Day, our Lord's birthright.
Oh, that's wonderful, Joan. Can I just ask you a couple of questions? Do you prefer to write poetry, or do you like both, writing stories and going into poetry as well?
Mostly I do actually write poetry, though I do write short stories as well. But mostly the genre like is the poetry different formats, like Villanelle, which I wrote before, and then the rhyming, and maybe some of them just open verse as well.
Wonderful. So, and have you, this writing class, have you been in writing classes for a while, or is this a new thing that you've started?
I've been in this particular class in Cabernet since January, and I have gone to writing classes in the People's College about 3 years ago now at this stage, and was there for about 3 semesters.
Oh, wonderful.
Which was great, a great foundation for writing, and here, of course, has brought me along now as well.
It seems to be a great class here. Absolutely
there's
wonderful.
There's great camaraderie between everyone, and great writers as well.
Well, that's
lovely to hear.
And that's a wonderful way to end. So thank you very much, Joan, and I'd like to thank all the rest of our the class that have contributed today. So I wish you and everybody else here a happy Christmas and a happy new year, and to our listeners. Bye now. Well, that was the Cabra Adult Writing class, which is part-time, free part-time courses for adults.